Hey guys, Zach here. So this bit got cut out of the episode this week, but it's still fairly interesting, so we figured we'd release it as sort of a mini-ep. Who knows, maybe we'll do more of these if people like them, but, you know, real short. Some bit of background, I guess fully unrelated in this case, but still very cool. So hope you guys enjoy, and don't forget to check us out on YouTube and all of our social media. Thanks.
So, there's one other thing that I want to talk about, and it has nothing to do with the movie.
Uh-oh.
It's just, like, the thing. Have you ever heard about this object called the thing that was used in espionage during the Cold War?
No.
Oh, it's this beautiful thing. So it was invented by Leon Theremin, you know, of the famous guy who invented the theremin.
The guy who made every Led Zeppelin concert video impossible to watch?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
You know what? I probably have never seen one, so. But.
Well,
so
let me start you off here. Don't watch them.
Okay. So Theremin was like really popular in the 20s and the 30s, and then for some reason he like disappeared out of his New York apartment in the 30s. And there are like three explanations. Either he was homesick and just wanted to go back to the motherland, even though it wasn't the motherland he knew because it was now the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
He was out of money, or he was kidnapped by what later became the KGB.
Gotta be that one. That one's way more fun.
Flash forward 6 years later, he is in a prison camp in Siberia called Kalima.
Well, I think we have an answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, everybody was going to prison camps then, so it's cool.
Huh.
But
it was the hot vacation for the bourgeoisie.
Yeah. So his job was to haul gravel from, like 15 kilometers every day. He had to like haul half a ton of gravel every single day, moving it from place to place in what is essentially like a mud swamp.
Oh,
Russia in the springtime, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so like at one point he like went up to the guards and was like, we can be much more efficient if we like put down wood slats and make a pseudo road. And for some reason, the guards believed him. And like did his idea, so like suddenly he was more efficient, and that caught the attention of other people in the higher up, and they were like, hey, who's this smarty smart? Oh wait, it's this super famous scientist.
Surprise, surprise.
So then he got shifted to the science gulag in Moscow called the Shishurka.
Oh, that's what we called grad school when I was
only
there.
The Soviets would have a literal science prison.
Yeah,
like,
it's great. It is where all of the Soviet war machines were made. Like all of the bombers and most of the Soviet tanks and various rifles and that sort of thing, and also all the spy tools, right? And so, like, during World War II, everybody was making all of these weapons and stuff. And then after that, Theremin didn't get released, even until Stalin's death in, what, 53, I think? And then he still wasn't released. And so then in the 60s, he, like, developed this beautiful spy technology. It was called the thing, Vish, and what it was is the Soviets gave to the ambassador of the United States a hand-carved wooden great seal of the United States, which the ambassador put in his office because it seemed like a solid piece of wood.
He had never heard of the Trojan horse? Like, goddamn.
They checked it out. They saw that there was, like, it had no wires attached to it. There was, like, nothing that would indicate that it was a spy tool. But
even so, we're literally at war with these people.
Well, we weren't technically at war with them ever.
Sure, yeah.
But
right.
So what it was is it was a passive radio transmitter. And so it was put in the ambassador's office, and the beak of the Great Eagle was a resonance chamber, and then it had this like precise measurement of a steel rod, and then they would bombard the ambassador's office with like radio waves, and then it would amplify everything that was happening and transmit it out.
Whoa.
So for like 15 years, the Soviets were hearing literally everything happening in the ambassador's office of the U.S. ambassador. And then they found it. It was so, like, Terramin also developed, like, a way to calculate the, like, to use the resonance, like, the vibrations of the windows on the ambassador's house to...
I've heard of that before,
To see what they were talking about at any given moment. So, like, he's this super cool spy guy. And he eventually got out, and I think he moved back to the States at some point, like, in the 70s. But...
and then he wrote the screenplay for The Thing.
And then he wrote the screenplay for The Thing, and we're killing them all back in. But I just think it's a really interesting story.
That is incredible. No, it is, absolutely. I can't wait to read about this.
Maybe it ought to be cut out for this podcast. We'll put it as a bonus app or something. It's kind of a tangent, maybe.